Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Struggle Well School podcast. I'm Emily Thomas, and each week I bring you some thoughts on, well, our thoughts. Our thoughts can lead to dark places or lovely ones, but I've learned that struggling well is an inside job. You have the power to take those squirrely thoughts captive and replace them with truth, but with about 70,000 thoughts a day, we have our work cut out for us. The good thing is, we know that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. School is in session. Let's get to shifting. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. I want to share with you some fascinating things that I've been learning about the brain. I'm not going to get super deep into it because the brain can be very confusing. I've done some studying for nursing where I'm like, what is even happening? What are these parts? I can't remember the words. It's not fun. This isn't going to be like that. But I want to kind of do a quick overview of the brain and the things I've been learning about the brain because it is rocking my world. The design of it, by God, is so amazing. For those of us who read the Bible, we know that there's a lot of talk in there about taking our thoughts captive. That's what Paul tells us to do in 2 Corinthians. Romans 12:2 says that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. 1 Peter says that we're to prepare our minds for action. Okay, we have our work cut out for us because we're supposed to take thoughts captive, renew our minds, and get our minds ready for action. So in addition to these commands, there's a lot of high stakes things going on in our own lives. We're raising kids, we're working, we're trying to live our lives and make good choices. And the amount of choices that come at us, oh my goodness, it's a lot. So we know that our thoughts are important, but at least for me, up until about a year ago, I didn't know how I was supposed to take my thoughts captive, how I was supposed to renew my mind and get my mind ready for action. I would tell my husband, I think my brain's broken. I need an upgrade. I need a new operating system. I need a better download. I don't understand why I can't get it right. But I knew that what I was doing wasn't working. Can you identify? So I want to share some interesting facts about the brain. Our brain works 24/7. We have about 70,000 thoughts every day, and the vast majority of them, over 90%, are unconscious. We don't even know we're having the thoughts we're having. And also, most of those 70,000 thoughts are repetitive. So if we've started having a thought, we get good at having that thought. The job of the brain is to do 3 things. Keep us safe, avoid discomfort, and conserve energy. So if we've thought a thought, and we've thought it for a while, and it kept us safe, comfortable, and energetic, then our brain is going to offer us that thought again. That's the design. So not only do our thoughts come and we don't know that we're even having them, but they're mostly repeats. So we've got a lot of reruns going on in our mind, if you want to think of it that way. Somebody said, I don't remember who said it, but that the brain is a 3-pound universe. It's very small, doesn't weigh that much, but it can absolutely make or break a person's entire life. So I want to talk about the parts of the brain. We have 3 main parts. Like I said, it's much more complicated than this, so don't write me saying I forgot about the amygdala or whatever, okay? The brain is complex. I'm making it simple. So the 3 main parts is the brainstem, the limbic system, and the cortex. So for the brainstem, you can make a fist. The fist is the brainstem. Your arm is the spinal cord. So that part that's really nestled right in the center of your brain, right above your spinal cord. That's the brainstem. It's like your primal lizard brain. It controls your breathing, your heart rate, your digestion, your blood pressure. It controls your instincts. It wants to be safe. It wants to conserve energy. It's our primal brain. If you think about it, it makes sense that it's right above the spine. It's kind of encased and enclosed in the rest of the brain because it does deal with things like the heart rate, breathing, digestion, keeping us alive, right? So this is where we're thinking from when we're threatened. When we don't feel safe. This is the part of the brain that takes over. Our heart rate goes up, our breathing goes up, our pupils dilate so that we can see better, our digestion stops so the energy can be spent on surviving the threat. The blood goes to the muscles. Our skin gets less blood because all the blood is going to the muscles so that we can run away. Less blood to the skin is why we look pale when we're freaking out. Isn't that fascinating? So that's the brainstem. Then around the brainstem, we have the limbic system. And again, it's super basic. The limbic system is what controls our emotions and our mood. It controls all the drives we have, like our hunger drive, our sex drive, our drive to take care of our offspring. This middle part is what helps us process our emotions. It's where we process language. The limbic system is very tuned in to negative emotions, and it's the part of the brain that is always on the lookout to perceive threats. Am I safe? Am I not safe? Based on the input of the limbic system, it then activates the brainstem, the primal lizard brain. So the limbic system is what tells the brainstem, we gotta run, we gotta get out of here, we're not safe. Does that make sense? So the brainstem is the center, the limbic system is right outside of that. And then if you wanna think of the final part, the cherry on top, it's the cortex. We are the only species with a cortex. This is where we have our self-awareness. This is where we process complex thoughts. This is where we engage logic. So the brainstem is first, it's the lizard brain. Reptiles have that. Above that is the limbic system. There's emotions, moods, drives, processing of language. Mammals have that, the limbic system. And then outside of that is the cortex. We can think about our thinking, and humans are the only ones who have that ability. So here's something amazing. In order to be in our cortex, the highest one that only humans have, we must be feeling safe. Because if we don't feel safe, we're thinking like lizards in our brainstem, trying to keep ourselves safe. The cortex and higher level thinking is switched off in favor of trying to survive the threat. We can't employ logic. We cannot process complex thoughts when we're in our brainstem. The way to get from the brainstem to the cortex, to have the higher level thinking, is to go through the limbic system where the brain goes, okay, I don't perceive any threats. Processing language, processing emotion, I can tell that things are cool here. Then you can move on to the cortex. Once the limbic system says everything's cool. So let's put that in a context of talking to another person. If they're freaking out, if they're not feeling safe for some reason, they're in their brainstem. They're in that lizard reptile brain. They can't think higher level thoughts because that's not where they are mentally. Maybe you're in your cortex and you're able to philosophize and solve complex math equations, but their brain is in survival mode. So it's like a human talking to a lizard. Imagine how that conversation is going to go. You're going to get precisely nowhere until they move from their brainstem through the limbic system where they process emotions and arrive feeling safe to the cortex. Until they're there, it's not a fair fight, y'all. So the way to get from the brainstem to the higher level thinking is through the middle part, the limbic system, where emotions are processed. So in order to think higher thoughts, we have to realize we're safe. And when you realize you're safe, when the limbic system processes emotions and language and says it's okay, we don't have to activate fight or flight anymore. We can calm down. We can control our breathing. Our heart rate slows down. Our pupils don't have to be as dilated. We can calm down a little bit. Once we've done that, we've activated the limbic system, and then we can move up from the middle area to the highest area of the cortex. Sometimes it takes going on a walk. Sometimes it takes some deep breaths, sitting in a place in the house where you feel comfortable. Slowly but surely, we start to realize we're not unsafe, and then we can head towards the cortex and start having some really deep thoughts. But it's quite literally physically impossible until the cortex is activated. And to complicate things further, if we have any trauma in our background, sometimes we don't even understand why our body goes into the brainstem and goes into fight, flight, or freeze. We're just kind of not able to be present because we don't feel like we're safe. Our brain has just gone down to the primal brainstem from the cortex, and it takes working with our limbic system, our emotional area. It takes being aware of our thinking. It takes making ourselves feel safe. But it also takes thinking about our thinking and getting curious about why we don't feel safe for some reason.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A little personal story about that. So we moved to Florida. We recently had our first hurricane since my family's been in Florida. And growing up, there was a lot of things going on in my house that I did not feel safe in my home as a child. And so being in a house in Florida where there was a hurricane and a buildup of the hurricane, even though everybody around me, obviously hurricanes are scary, so we get that. But I was reacting way over the way everybody else around me was reacting to the threat of a hurricane. But it occurred to me as I was thinking about my thinking, I felt the feelings as a little girl of being very unsafe in my home. So even though it was not a hurricane, it was just a tropical storm and it wasn't as big of a deal, I was at a threat level 10, even though it really wasn't. But I realized, okay, like I remember being unsafe and I feel incredibly unsafe right now, even though I really wasn't as unsafe as I felt like I was. So sometimes we just have to think about our thinking and go, okay, why am I so far beyond what everybody is about this situation? Sometimes it has to do with some trauma from your childhood. So another thing I found interesting in my research is that the biblical writers, they knew about the heart, obviously. You can feel it beating, but they really didn't have a concept or even a word for the brain. So if you'll notice, the word brain is nowhere in the Bible. So they would use words like mind and spirit and heart, all interchangeably. They were kind of mixed up together in the biblical writing. So we can include the brain where we see words like mind, spirit, or heart because they were all kind of glommed together. That can really change the way you read these verses. So let's think about some of the verses with that in mind. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Well, we're not thinking in our coronary arteries, right? We're not thinking in our cardiac muscle. Biblical writers would really mean our minds, our brains, right? Isn't that what ends up being true in our lives? What we think is how we act, which makes up our habits, our results, and ultimately our lives. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it." So with the knowledge that the heart, mind, spirit, and brain are all connected in biblical language, we can follow that logic to include that we're supposed to guard our minds, our brains, for everything we do flows from it. How about Proverbs 3:5? Most of us know this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding." If the heart is tied up with the mind and the thinking and the brain, trust in the Lord with all your heart, your thinking, lean not on your own understanding, which again is our brain, our thinking. Lean not on your own thinking. So it's saying, trust in what God says is true, not in what I have made up to be true. I find it fascinating to bring the brain more into my understanding of what the Bible says about the heart and the mind and the spirit. As I've done that, I've been amazed at the connections and amazed at the difference that renewing my mind has on my entire life. I've talked about this before, but something that's so impactful, if you only ever do this, this could make such a difference, is to write down your thoughts. Do a daily thought download. You can call it a brain dump if you want. It's not as nice of a thing to say. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You could put a 5-minute timer or you could fill up an entire page. Don't censor yourself. Don't edit yourself. Just write. You can be as petty as you want. You're just wanting to get your actual thoughts out on paper. Be honest. We're so busy censoring ourselves that we don't even exactly understand what's rolling around in our brain. But how can we bring the unconscious to the conscious if we aren't honest with what's going on? Throw the paper away afterwards. It's a safe place. You don't have to post it on the internet. Just get it all out on paper. And then take a highlighter or some other pen, go back through and have a look at the thoughts you're thinking. You'll probably be amazed that some of them are dead wrong. But you're thinking them anyway because, again, your brain is trying to conserve energy, keep you comfortable, and keep you safe. And if you've always thought the thought, you might as well keep thinking it. If you want to make a new path, though, if you want to throw in a plot twist in your life and do a new thing, you're going to have to get unstuck in some of these ways that you're stuck in your thinking. If you notice some of the people around you saying things like, "Well, this is just my luck. This always happens to me," those are thoughts that people are always thinking, and they don't realize that it is affecting the way they live their lives. I just think it's a little interesting. So here's the deal, though. Some of the thoughts we think, like the garbage ones that are really negative or sad or whatever, they're true to some extent. But I promise you that there are more true thoughts that you can think about that very same situation. There are higher thoughts. There are like big T truth thoughts about that same situation that you could think if you chose to. And here's the deal. You get to pick what you focus on. I used to think that if a thought came in my head, then that's what I think, and I don't have a choice. I used to think I'm a negative person. I'm just a depressed person. This is my lot in life. Wow. And that's really some garbage thinking right there. But I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that it was a garbage thinking that I was choosing to think. But here's the deal. We head towards what we look at. So if we're going to look at how irritating our husband is, or how hopeless our financial situation is, or how we're never going to get healthy and lose that 10 pounds or whatever, if we focus on that, that's what we're heading towards. We head towards what we look at. So if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, I probably have shared this story a couple times, but it made such an impact on me. My husband and I lived in China about 15 years ago in a very rural area. There was not a lot of white people or any foreigners at all. And when they would see us, they'd be riding their bikes, they'd be minding their own business, but then they'd see us, a big old foreigner, because I was like feet taller than all of them. I was the giant lady in China. They would see us and they would ride towards us because they were locking eyes with us. Sometimes they thought we were famous because they had seen so few foreigners that they'd ask, "Are you famous in America?" And I would sometimes tell them I was. Just kidding, I never did. But they'd lock eyes on us and they'd drive towards us because they couldn't stop looking at us. They couldn't believe their eyes. They would stare, 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 and then run into us. And it wasn't because they're not good at bikes. They're good at the bike. They bike all the time. But they were just so amazed at what they saw. They couldn't stop staring, and you go towards what you look at. So I've been hit by a lot of Chinese cyclists, and that's why I can't forget this story. You head towards what you look at. So let's look at some different thoughts. If you're thinking a negative thought about any situation, pick the one that's causing you the most pain right now. There's a negative thought about that situation in there, and your brain is serving you that thought because it's going to conserve energy, keep you safe. It's the thought you've always thought. It's a habitual thought, but you have a choice to think a different one. Something they say nonstop in China is every coin has two sides. It used to drive me crazy, but it's actually true. So what is the higher truth? What is the big T truth about the situation that's causing you the most pain right now? Every coin has two sides. I do want to say that what I'm not talking about is pretending or toxic positivity. Our lives are not always going to feel happy. That's not real life. I shared this on Instagram, but I saw a journal cover recently and it said, "The grass is green enough." And it just tickled me because it's so true. We want everything to be 100% happy, and that's just not real life. But with taking our thoughts captive, we're going to have negative emotions. If we have a situation that's causing us a bunch of pain, we need to consider, how can I take my thoughts captive around the situation? What is another way to look at the situation that would head me, if I'm going to head towards what I look at, how can I head towards a different situation by thinking a different thought? And here's the deal. The brain is going to offer you the negative things. It's doing what it was designed to do to keep us safe and alive. But we also need to understand that we get to choose to go with the presented thought that our brain gave us or choose a different one. For example, if you have an event to go to and you go get your nails done because you're going to be fancy about it, and the nail tech says, "Why don't you try red polish?" But you wanted pink polish because it's going to match your dress better. If she says, "What about red?" you would say, "I'm actually going to go with pink." Red isn't a more valid color because it was offered to you first. You wouldn't feel pressure to go with red just because she said it first. But with our brains, when our brains offer us a thought, sometimes we just go with it without even thinking about it because it's a thought that was offered. But it doesn't need to be that way. The first thought you think about a situation doesn't mean it's the right thought. And it doesn't mean it's the thought you have to take. So how are we going to struggle well this week based on all this brain talk? One strategy to struggle well would be, I just gave you like a second grade level overview of the three parts of the brain: Could you go right now and tell somebody that overview? Do you think you know enough to say it? If not, listen again and then tell somebody else. Because if you know how to teach it, you know it better than if you just heard it. Maybe you struggle well this week by writing down the phrase. I can't believe I'm saying this because it used to drive me crazy when the Chinese people would say it all the time, but every coin has two sides. Whatever you're looking at, whatever side you're looking at, pick a different side if it's not working for you. You go towards what you're staring at. So stare at a different side of the coin. It'll take you in a different direction. Finally, a strategy to struggle well this week is to go to strugglewellschool.com and download the free PDF that I made you with a thought download. And it has a struggle cycle and a wellness cycle so that you can see what are my thoughts creating. There's a cycle there. And the first one is the struggle cycle. And you can write down the thought that you're having. You can write down the emotions that that thought's giving you. And then write down the actions that you're making from the emotions, from the thought. And you can see what you're creating. But then below that is a wellness cycle where you can pick the thought you want to think or pick the emotion you want to feel and practice that. It takes time, but we are the only species who can think about our thoughts. And we're also designed by a great God who has told us to think about our thoughts. So let's do it. Let me pray for us. Lord, you're so good to us. The way you've made our brain is amazing. What I like is that even though we know a lot about it, it's mostly still a mystery, even to neurologists. Would you please help us to take this very basic understanding of the brain and apply it to the sticky situations that we find ourselves in? Would you please help us to choose different thoughts? Would you please bring to mind the thoughts that we're trying to think? Just keep reminding us so that we can stare at those thoughts, head towards different outcomes because we're choosing higher, more true thoughts. Help us head in a different direction. Lord, you say that as we think in our hearts, so we are. Please help us to clean up our thought life so that we can be more wholly devoted to you, so that we can be better family members and friends and make a positive contribution to the world. Lord, help us clean up our thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.